bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
It's Thursday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Good morning and welcome back to hour number two of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us across America. It's great to be with you this morning as we continue with day four of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. This morning, I felt a tug in my heart as I was doing my morning prayers, and the word that came to me was, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." And the words of St. John Paul II, "Be not afraid. Open wide the doors to Christ." I want to say thank you for all your support all this week, especially here the first hour, all you early birds. Thank you so much for your contribution. We need your help to reach our goal of $3 million by tomorrow afternoon, Friday at 5 Central. We're a little over 43% of the goal. We are ticking away little by little. Every penny counts. We only have today and tomorrow to go, so it's really crunch time. Right now, right this moment, is the moment of truth. We have less than 34 hours to go. The clock is ticking. We need 100 gifts. We're looking for 100 generous hearts here this hour. If you believe in the mission of Relevant Radio, if Relevant Radio has inspired you, has motivated you, has educated you to pray more, to go to confession, to go to Mass, to come closer to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother Mary, then open your heart and give hope. Give Christ at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call right now, this morning, this hour, 877-291-0123. Remember, folks, it's not where you start, it's where you finish, just like in the spiritual life. So we want to finish strong today and tomorrow. First, we begin every hour, especially here during the pledge drive, with the powerful memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with our pledge drive and for an end to legal abortion in our nation, as we've been doing for so many years, praying hundreds of millions of memoraries. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we continue to beg the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts here this week when we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bring in my partner, Glenn Leverance. Glenn, what's the big story that is continuing to make headlines this morning?
Well, John, keeping an eye on the Supreme Court leak of that decision, that first draft of what could overturn Roe v. Wade, authored by Justice Samuel Alito, protests across the country. Again, those watching this story for a while anticipated this may well be the ruling coming out later in June from the court, but many, especially on the pro-abortion side, acting like they're completely surprised by this, and protests have ignited across the country. A fence even had to go up around the Supreme Court, and Justice Alito had to cancel an appearance as well for the concern of safety. So much more to come on that, including who might be the leaker. That's all on the way as well. And another thing, John, too, interest rates going up. It's an effort by the Fed with that 0.5% hike to kind of get a hold on inflation, which has been roaring at an 8.5% annualized rate as of March. And so that's the worst inflation in over 40 years, John.
Well, Glenn, as always, I really appreciate your spiritual and Catholic perspective on the news and the pro-life perspective that you always bring. Thanks so much.
Hey, sure thing, John.
Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from 1 Corinthians 2:9. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him." St. Maria Faustina Kowalska had a miraculous vision of heaven that she recorded in her diary of the Divine Mercy. She was privileged by God to get a glimpse of heaven. This is what our spiritual life is all about. This is what our ultimate goal is all about. It's all about running the race and getting to heaven. Let's continue to persevere in the faith and to run the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus our Lord. And we always pray with great confidence that prayer from the Divine Mercy Chaplet, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of our conversation, 888-914-9149. Now, the search continues for whoever leaked a draft of the Supreme Court opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson Monday night. This unprecedented leak raises questions about what many consider to be a profound ethical breach in a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade and was already highly, highly controversial. On Tuesday, Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the leaked opinion dated February 10th. Was authentic, and he promised that the court martial would investigate. It was an unprecedented leak, according to constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley, who spoke to Fox and Friends.
What is clear is that what occurred with this leak was an unspeakably unethical act, and it is unfortunately a sign of our times. We're living in an age of rage where nothing seems inviolate anymore, no principle seems sacred. And it makes some of us feel almost naive, you know, even though this is a city that floats on a rolling sea of leaks, the court was always an island of integrity. But the court has a long tradition that it would not yield to politics, it would not yield to dirty tricks. Somebody shattered that tradition. And the investigation that will now ensue is going to shatter the culture, it's going to take a lot.
And joining us now is our regular contributor, Mary Helen Fiorito, for a legal and a pro-life perspective on this Supreme Court leak. Mary's an attorney, public speaker, and commentator on issues involving Catholic Church teachings, administration, and religious freedom. She holds the position of Cardinal Francis George Fellow at both the Ethics and Public Policy Center and the DeNicola Center for Ethics and Culture at the University of Notre Dame. Good morning, Mary. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us, especially here during this crunch time of our Give Hope Pledge Drive.
Well, thank you for squeezing me in on such an important week for you all. I mean, I don't know what me or my friends would do without Relevant Radio. It's like having a big virtual group of friends. Sometimes, you know, when you're Catholic, you feel very alone. And I know right now, with all the hysteria over Roe being overturned, sometimes Catholics are afraid to speak to colleagues at work or neighbors, et cetera. And so having Relevant Radio, like I said, it's just like having a big group of friends who share your views, who share your values, who want to learn more about how to live as a follower of Christ. So I'm so grateful to it, and thank you and Glenn and your whole team for everything you do each morning.
And Mary, I know it's tough early in the morning, and you can relate, but can you just give a word of inspiration for the folks that may be on the fence, might be thinking about it, they just haven't gotten around to sending in their donation? Why should they do it right away here in these last few hours before the end of our pledge drive to continue to support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media?
Well, I mean, if you don't donate, Relevant Radio can't stay on the air. I mean, that's, you know, Relevant Radio is brought to you by you. And so there's no one else. Everybody, you know everybody doesn't have a lot of money, but if everybody pitches in, like Mother Angelica used to say, right, squeeze me between your electric bill and your gas bill. And all of those, you know, small donations go a long way with help keeping this apostolate moving and keeping it on the air. It's so important.
No question about it. Mary, your take on this leak. How rare is a breach like this, and who would even have access to a draft opinion at the Supreme Court of all places?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, the word unprecedented, it keeps getting bandied about, but it really is. I mean, it's almost completely unheard of. And any of the, I think there's about 250, 260 employees of the court. That includes 37 law clerks. Each justice has a couple of clerks who assist him or her, they would have the most direct access to drafts and to, I'm not accusing anyone personally, but I'm just saying they would have the most access to the security people who work there, administrative staff, secretaries, that sort of thing. And previously, before COVID, clerks were not permitted to take written work out of the court, and they weren't allowed to access computers from home. It always had to be done while they were at the office. But after COVID happened, some of those norms were changed a little bit to allow the clerks to work from home, because everyone was working from home. And it's possible that, you know, it could have expanded to, say, roommates or something else who leaked it, who might have had access to a clerk's computer. So the Chief Justice has put the marshal of the court, who's an Army colonel who has not only a law degree but an advanced law degree. She oversees the 250 employees of the court. So this is suggesting to people that he didn't bring in the FBI because he wants to keep this investigation in the family, but also suggests that maybe he is suspicious that it happened within the family, that it wasn't somebody more remote, that it was one of the employees of the court who would have had direct access. But it's a massive betrayal of trust, a betrayal of the court. Whoever did this has, you know, drawn really shame down on the institution, has embarrassed all of those justices, has called the whole, you know, procedures that the court operates by into questions. I mean, it's just an unfathomable crime and sin to commit. I mean, to betray the trust of the people of the United States, really, when you get down to the bottom of it, who have put their faith in the court, that the court will operate in a manner that is completely impartial and without being influenced by outside sources. Now this draws the whole thing into question.
We want to talk about how this is really an attack on the integrity of the judicial branch of government. We need to take a short break as we continue our conversation talking about this leak at the Supreme Court with our regular contributor and Catholic attorney, Mary Helen Fiorito. Stay with us. There's much more to come on the other side of this break after this word from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society members. They make a huge difference for us at Relevant Radio because they're monthly generous donors who budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. So please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better. It saves us money. And you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be double. So please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
From Maui to Maine, you're listening to Morning Air with John Morales.
Get connected to the conversation. Call us now, 888-914-9149.
You're listening to Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And I am John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us this morning as we continue our conversation with our good friend, regular contributor and attorney, Mary Helen Fiorito. Mary, we're talking about this Supreme Court leak. And, you know, a lot of people, especially pro-lifers, were kind of elated when they first heard the news until you started putting it into perspective. Can you talk about how this is an attack on the integrity of the judicial branch of our government?
Well, you know, everyone, when they bring a case before the court, especially the highest court, has a right under our laws and under the principle of our judicial system to expect fairness, to expect impartiality, and to expect that the judge in the case will not be influenced in some way by outside pressures or by interest groups or by money or anything. Everyone has that right to expect that when they go before the judge, that their case will be heard on its merits. And and especially at the highest court in the land. I mean, remember, I know you're a Chicagoan like me, when a number of years ago we had Operation Graylord, and there were a number of judges who who were convicted in Operation Greylord of taking bribes, and taking bribes in very serious criminal cases in some instances. And my first day of law school, Terry Hake, who was the Greylord mole, who was a Catholic, in fact, his aunt and my mother were very good friends. He spoke to our class, and the dean introduced him and said, you know, when we all heard that Terry Hake had gone bad, that Terry Hake was giving bribes to judges, we were all devastated, because this just goes to the heart of what the law is supposed to do, which is to make everyone equal and to give everyone an equal shot. So, as it happens, Terry Hake was a mole, so he was giving bribes to judges to catch them because he was working for the FBI at that point. So, but this is kind of on a much larger scale, to think that someone who works for the court, who understands all these principles, I mean, whoever did this, if he or she is an attorney, they're going to get disbarred, John. They're going to lose their law license, and they're going to lose their ability to ever practice law in the United States again. That's how serious it is. And, you know, I know there's a lot of criminal lawyers who are going back and forth talking about whether or not this is actually a crime, and technically it's not classified information, so it doesn't fall under a statute in that regard. But the ethical breach that's involved here just undermines confidence in that any American should have without reservation, that when they bring a case in a court system in this country, that their issue will be judged fairly and impartially.
Mary, we've been saying that this is unprecedented, this breach, but didn't we kind of see a shadow of it when Justice Breyer and the news of him retiring kind of leaked out before it was supposed to?
Well, right. I mean, hints about an event happening, or even, you know, something like it's going to be a very close call before the court, you know, generic kind of, you know, references to something that might happen is one thing. Leaking an entire draft opinion, leaking 98 pages of the draft, that's something altogether different. This was presenting an entire draft from the court to the public for dissemination. That no one should be involved other than the people who need to know in the direct deliberations among the justices. And so this was still a draft, and the Chief Justice in his statement made that clear. This is still a draft. It might not be the final copy. Now, anyone who listened to the oral arguments, and you and I discussed this back in December, anyone who listened to the oral arguments on December 1st, this was not a surprise. I could have told you 10 days ago that Roe versus Wade was going to be overturned. It was crystal clear at that time that five of the justices were going to overturn Roe. It was absolutely clear, and again, anybody who was paying attention knew this. So the fact that the court's going to overturn Roe, that's not a shock or a surprise, nor should it be. But the fact that the document was leaked, the entire draft opinion was leaked, that's something altogether. That's what the real story is here. Not that Roe was going to be overturned, because that was the news back in December, quite frankly.
When you heard of the news, what went through your mind in terms of what this is going to mean for the Supreme Court going forward?
Well, frankly, I'm very concerned about the safety of the judges.
They have a fence they just put up last, a huge fence all the way around the Supreme Court building.
Yep. And I saw this morning that there was one very radical pro-abortion group that has called for its members to go to the justices' home, even, you know, saying the extreme justices, they call them, giving the suburbs that they live in and telling them to go outside their home and to protest outside their homes. I mean, a number of the justices, like Justice Barrett, for example, has seven young children, and Justice Kavanaugh has young children, and yet these groups are wanting, you know, their followers to go and, you know, presumably try to intimidate the judges and intimidate their families. I mean, this should not be happening in this country. So it's, you know, what it means for the future. I mean, does anybody want to be a Supreme Court justice if their families are going to be threatened, if their own personal safety is going to be threatened? You know, as Glenn mentioned at the top of the hour, Justice Alito's speech had to be canceled because of fears for his personal safety. This should not be happening in this country. I mean, people should be able to understand the principles of the law as they're being applied here. And if you read through those 98 pages, I mean, Alito really takes his time unpacking why abortion is not a constitutional right. It's very level-headed. It's very sort of evenly handled. There's not a lot of, language that's incendiary in it. It's a very practical opinion in many ways. And, you know, all of that has been lost. And now all of this additional craziness that the president's saying yesterday that, you know, if this ruling stands, then gay children can't go to school with other children. Where he's getting that from is beyond me. But
the fact that he used the word children also says a lot. He's a Catholic. He's our Catholic president. At some level, he knows it's a child.
Oh, of course he did. In fact, he slipped up and said something about aborting a child. And he was asked that by Peter Doocy asked his spokesperson, Jen Psaki, you know, why did he use that phrase, aborting a child? And she immediately, you know, pivoted as she does so well and wouldn't answer the question directly. But, yeah, he slipped up and said aborting a child. He knows what he's doing. I mean, I pray that his eyes will be opened in terms of his complicity in doing things in terms of funding and talking about the overturning of Roe that every Catholic should be celebrating. I mean, we have been praying for this for 50 years, especially Relevant Radio doing all those memoraries. I remember Father Rocky telling me a couple of years ago, we're doing that memorari campaign, Mary, it's going to move the needle, and he was absolutely right. And,
hundreds of millions of memoraries.
What are we up to now?
Coming up on 500 million. Mary, we're going to have to leave it right there. As you know, we're in a pledge drive, so time is of the essence. But as always, thank you so much for being with us. I so much appreciate your perspective.
Please get your donations in.
And keep praying the memoraries. We need to take a break when Morning Air continues. Our spiritual director, Father James Kubicki, will be with us to talk about Marian devotions and ways to honor our Blessed Mother here in the month of May. So stay with us. There's much more to come as our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive rolls on.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give Hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday morning as we are down the stretch of our show. We're down the stretch of this pledge drive. It is day four of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive, and it really is crunch time. The clock is the enemy, as Drew Mariani has said so many times in the afternoon. Now, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. As we honor and love our earthly mothers that day, we can also honor our Mother in Heaven, the Mother of God, on Mother's Day and also during this month of May. What are your favorite Marian devotions? Give us a call and share how you celebrate our Mother in Heaven and your mother on earth. Our number, if you want to be part of this conversation, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Joining us now is our spiritual director, Father James Kubicki, with much more on Marian devotions and our listeners' favorite ways to honor our Blessed Mother Mary during May and all the time. Father Kubicki is a Jesuit priest, the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota, and a Relevant Radio contributor with his daily prayer reflections, as well as a longtime contributor to this program, to Morning Air. Good morning, Father Kubicki. Happy Easter. Thanks once again for being with us. It's great to be with you, as always, especially here in these important moments of our Give Hope Pledge Drive.
Well, thank you, John. So good to be with you, too, and been praying for the pledge drive and all our listeners who have been donating, so I hope that it's very successful and the work of Relevant Radio can continue and spread even more and more.
Well, Father Kubicki, you have been a longtime contributor to this network and to this show. Why should our listeners support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media, at this point in our history, now more than ever before?
Well, I think your good choice of words there, John, saying that it is a mission. And I can't help thinking of how the church has always been a missionary church, going out to the ends of the world the way Jesus told us to go. And that can be done now so well with radio and crossing borders, with radio, with the app and website. I mean, it's just wonderful what can be done. And as a result of that, you know, the word of God is spreading. This is the work of evangelization that the church, Pope Francis has told us to, is not to be turned in on itself, but to be going out to the world. And certainly Relevant Radio is part of that missionary effort. And with the missions, you know, John, there's the idea that some go to the missions and some stay behind and pray and donate to help the work of missions. And that's really what our donors are doing, is helping this missionary work of Relevant Radio.
Father Kubicki, I am more moved than ever after listening to Father Rocky's MP3, The Power of the Memorare. We pray it here during the pledge drive. We pray it all the time to end legal abortion. It is a way to honor our Blessed Mother. I didn't realize just when you dissect that prayer, when you really break it down, how powerful it is. And so nothing is impossible with God. And that's why we continue to pray the Memorare to set the tone for every hour here during the pledge drive.
Right. And, you know, you bring up a good point there. The Memorare, some people might say, well, now we're turning to Mary there, but why don't we go directly to Jesus? That's often a criticism that Catholics are given. And, you know, the point is that Jesus honored Mary, his mother, and we honor her when we ask for her help. All mothers like to be asked by their children who are in need for help, and Mary, our mother in heaven, really wants to help us as well, and especially in this effort to be a pro-life world, a pro-life culture, a world that accepts life and fosters it and nurtures it throughout the years until a natural death. So to be part of that and ask our Blessed Mother to help us, that's a great thing.
Father Kubicki, we've been talking about the upcoming Mother's Day on Sunday and also this month of Mary, this month of May. Can you remind our listeners why we honor our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God, here in the month of May?
Well, May is for us in the Northern Hemisphere, is part of our spring, and the world is in bloom, flowers, the grass turns green, and all of that is a reminder of Mother Earth, but we have a Mother in Heaven as well, and the great Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins wondered about that in a poem he wrote called May Magnificat. He wondered, well, why do we honor Mary during this month of May? And I think part of it is because of spring, the sense of nature mothering us, nurturing us as seeds are planted and grow. But I think it's also during this time of year when we celebrate Easter and come to the Ascension and the 9 days between Ascension and Pentecost, we remember what an important role Mary played in that early church as she prayed with the apostles for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and how she was there sharing the joy of Jesus in those 40 days between his resurrection and ascension. And so she's a great reminder for us during this month of May that Mary was so close to Jesus that she is given to us as our mother when Jesus died on the cross, and she can be very close to us as well.
Absolutely. She always points us to her son. That's what her entire mission has been for 2,000 years. Father, do you have any idea how many different Marian devotions there are out there?
Oh my goodness, there's so many, and I have no idea of a number, but you know, when you think of that, almost every country honors Mary under a different title, and her various apparitions throughout the world, these by themselves are a tremendous number of devotions. But then we have, you know, the Rosary and the Memorare prayer and the Angelus. There's just so many ways that we can ask for Mary's help that there's no reason why we don't do it more.
Absolutely. What do you think are the most popular ones, the better known ones? You just mentioned a couple of them. Can you, mm-hmm. you talk about why people love these Marian devotions?
Well, I think especially with the rosary, because, you know, when Mary appeared at Lourdes and at Fatima, she was holding a rosary and praying it. And it's such a simple prayer. It's become a very much a family prayer. Pope St. John Paul II, in a letter about the rosary at the turn of the millennium, said that it is a prayer for peace as well, peace in the family and peace in our world. And so I think most people, when they think of devotion to Mary, will think of the rosary. But I also want to mention the Angelus, which during this time of Easter is substituted with a different prayer. It's called the Regina Caeli. But the Angelus prayed maybe three times a day at beginning of the day, at noon, and at the end of the day is a way of reminding ourselves of Mary's role in salvation, because we use the very words that come to us through the scriptures, where the angel greets Mary, and then Mary says yes to God, and as a result, Jesus, the Son of God, takes flesh in Mary's womb. And so a prayer like that, reminding us throughout the day to just pause and to honor Mary and to remember the role she played in our salvation, is, I think, a very popular devotion as well.
And of course, the Regina Caeli that we're praying here during Easter time is also a very beautiful. O Queen of Heaven, rejoice. We've been doing it after Mass every day.
Yes, and, you know, again, it's a reminder of the joy that Mary had, that the flesh she brought into the world when Jesus took flesh in her womb and was born, and that she nursed him and raised him, that this flesh now is risen from the dead and in a glorified state and a glorified body. And so she rejoices in that, and again rejoices in a very humble way in her own role that she played in giving flesh to Jesus that is now risen, and gives us all the hope and promise of our own resurrection from the dead.
Well, Father Kubicki, as you said, there are so many devotions to our Blessed Mother, especially ethnic devotions from many different countries. You have, of course, Our Lady of Guadalupe for our Mexican friends, Our Lady of Częstochowa for our Polish people like yourself, Father. We also have Our Lady of Knock for the Irish. I mean, on and on and on. So many places where Our Lady has appeared. If you want to be part of the conversation and share a little bit about what your particular devotion means, you can give us a call to talk to Father Kubicki at 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Father James Kubicki. Stay with us. There's much more to come on the other side after this miracle moment.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I wanted to say thank you to all of you. I appreciate so much. I'm given specific, simple examples of how I can try to live more in the image of God, and how I can show others and try to teach my young adult children how to do it too. I need continued education, and I am just thrilled that God blessed me with turning it on last February.
This miracle moment was made possible by you and your past financial support of Relevant Radio. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web. Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
Connected to the conversation. Call us now at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You're listening to Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And I'm John Morales as we continue our conversation with our regular contributor and our good friend of Morning Air, Father James Kubicki, our spiritual director. Father Kubicki, as you well know, our Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of God, has appeared, of course, at Guadalupe, at Lourdes, at Fatima. In fact, she appeared reportedly over 300 times in the 20th century alone. She's appeared in places like Paraguay, Colombia, China, Africa, Belgium, Poland, and so many other places. Father, what is her common message in all of these Marian apparitions?
Well, and, you know, the big message is pray for the conversion of sinners, which basically, you know, if we think of our world, that it's steeped in sin, and that's the reason why we have such an anti-life world of abortion and war and poverty. And so Mary's message, which, you know, if you think about it, this is so important to Jesus, the salvation of souls, that sin would be rejected and people would turn to God. This is so important to Jesus that he sends his own mother from time to time to bring the message to us, to pray for the conversion of sinners, to make sacrifices that the three children of Fatima were told to make, you know, whether it's to give up part of their lunch or dessert, to pray the rosary, to do those things that join us to the work of God. And so Mary carries that message, as far as I know, with every appearance. Pray for the conversion of the world. Pray for the conversion of sinners.
It's about returning to God, and we see in all these famous apparitions, for example, we see at Fatima a continuation of the message of Lourdes. We see in many of these other apparitions a continuation of the message of Fatima. And so, Father, our Blessed Mother has appeared in many different forms. I mean, if you go back to Guadalupe, she appeared as a mestiza. She has many different looks as she's appeared in all these different places, but it's the same Blessed Mother, whether it's Częstochowa or Guadalupe.
That's right. It's our Blessed Mother, the one that Jesus gave us when he was dying on the cross. There's that famous scene in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, where Jesus is dying, and in his dying breath, he turns to Mary and says, "Behold your son." And in saying that, he's not referring to himself, but he's referring to John, giving John into Mary's care and giving Mary into John's care. And all of us, we see ourselves represented by John. He represents the apostles, the early church. And when he hears those words, "Behold your mother," from Jesus in his dying breath, he takes Mary as his special patron and advocate and honors her and is devoted to her. And so, you know, all of us following the example of John and being obedient to the words of Jesus, "Behold your mother," all of us should have a deeper and deeper love for our Blessed Mother and a devotion to her in our daily lives.
Father Kabicki, how can we honor and show our gratitude to our Blessed Mother for her love and for her motherly protection?
Well, there's two things, John. One is to pray a daily rosary, and that was Our Lady's message to at Fatima and Lourdes, is to pray the rosary, and especially during this month of May, it's a good time to get in the habit. But also, we talked about this last week, a consecration to our Blessed Mother in one of its different forms. Father Gately has a beautiful consecration prayer. So does St. Louis de Montfort. And in those ways, we show our gratitude to her, and we not only consecrate ourselves once, but we can renew that daily. And in that way, we show how grateful we are to have a mother like this in heaven.
Well, Father Kabicki, as always, thanks so much for your perspective and your love for our Blessed Mother. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, John, and God bless you and all our listeners.
Many blessings to you. And now it's time for another edition of Glenn Story Corner.
A good story about generosity for the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. Today's story, Old Lady and the Television Interview. There's a story about an elderly lady in Arkansas. The state voted to increase welfare payments to indigents. Hoping for a tearjerker story, a television interviewer went into the back hills where many welfare recipients lived. The old woman he chose to interview lived in a one-room shack, drafty in winter, stifling in summer. Her bed was a few rough planks nailed together with a pine needle mattress. A couple thin blankets and a fireplace did little to protect her from the cold. Her furniture, a table and two chairs, were fashioned from the same rough wood as her bed. Some shelves held a few cans of food from the general store, a three-mile walk down the road. Several jars of preserves and a few squash completed her larder. She had no fridge or freezer. The fireplace provided heat for cooking. With no phone or television, her only connection with the outside world was an old radio that pulled in two or three local stations on a good day. The old woman had one convenience, running water. A crystal clear stream gurgled a short distance behind her home. A small garden near her back door provided fresh vegetables during the summer and some squash and turnips for the winter. A tidy flower garden brightened the front of her house. The television crew arrived and set up their big, expensive cameras. Their mobile station broadcast pictures of the woman in the place she called home. Eventually, the interviewer asked the old woman, "If the government gave you $200 more each month, what would you do with it?" Without hesitation, the woman replied, I give it to the poor. Hebrews 13:16, and do not forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. I really do appreciate it, and so does our listeners. I want to remind you to honor our Blessed Mother Mary here in the month of May. Pray the Memorare. It is a powerful prayer. And pray the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky with all your prayers and petitions, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Remember, do whatever he tells you. That's what our Blessed Mother is telling us. Stay with us. There's more of the Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive in just a moment. And the Patrick Madrid Show is coming up at the top of the hour. So all you Patrick Madrid fans, stand by.